Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right.
Good morning, party people.
To Weezday Wednesday. Good morning, Cam.
How you doing, Belstar?
I'm doing swell. How are you?
Hanging in there. I tore my rotator cuff, or it's not a torn rotator cuff. It's an inflamed ligament underneath my right arm.
Well, we just don't know how you get yourself into such predicaments. But we're going to be smoking a lot of kush for you in your honor. Holy Toledo.
And
what did
well,
you do?
Well, I have some Otto Berry Ryder here that has really helped.
Helped
me through. And that's what I'm have this morning.
All right. And that's a good indica strain for inflammation.
It is. It is. And I mix a little bit of Dead Over Hardy Haze. For the little bit of mind rush that I need.
There you go. Everyone needs a little creativity in the morning, especially when you're listening to Weezday Wednesday, a live cannabis radio show, when we talk about ligaments and what did you say? Torn what? Rotator cuff? How did you do this?
Torn ligament. It's a torn ligament underneath my armpit.
Oh, my Lord.
If that makes any sense.
Only you. Only you could get yourself this kind of predicament.
So what had happened was I was trying to find a comfortable place to sleep, and I had slept with my arm underneath my right. My right arm was underneath my head, and I kind of curled it up really nice, you know, and I slept like that for probably about 8 hours. And so it was kind of just, yeah, it was a really bad. It was a sleeping incident, nothing crazy. I wasn't out snowboarding or...
Dang it. Well, you should probably start making stories up about, like, you know, you were in the jungle and you were chased by a lion.
Yeah, you're right. I probably could go on and on about, like, something that didn't really happen, but...
Climbing
that tree. When you're the cannabis kid, you know, you can go on about stuff that didn't really happen to you.
Yeah, and just make it up.
To make it up.
Yes.
I was being chased by a tiger, and I fell on my right arm. So
exactly. You fell out of the tree onto your right arm after you climbed the tree to get away from him. Yeah, the branch broke because the weight of the tiger pulling your leg down.
It's so heavy, you know.
Yeah. Those tigers,
yeah.
I tell you. Those tigers. So,
I'm actually doing the show from home today.
Yeah.
And you're in the studio. Now, who you got over there in the studio?
We got Sativa's sister here in the studio.
I love that Sativa's sister.
In the green room. And the studio got a makeover.
Love you, Sativa's sister.
Hey, kid.
We got
to...
You should see my arm, Silva's sister. It's bad.
I think we should just take it off. Your arm.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Just rip it off. I'd rather have it gone than have one.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't need
it. I'll do it for you.
It's a little overrated. We've got some scissors and knives.
Can I set up an appointment this week?
You sure can. We'll go Dr. Flint style on
Sweet.
You. Yeah, we got a hacksaw. We'll hack it right up.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Oh, my Lord. Well, you know what I found online? Because I really miss having our very own personalized culture magazine. I really miss that. I'm really sad that our community didn't step up and buy more ads for this great, great magazine. But I went online.
Well, and didn't support it, really.
Yeah.
I'm really just mad that our community didn't support this. It was a really amazing magazine.
Great.
It had local, national, and world news all related to cannabis. And there are a few other magazines that are doing it. I mean, like High Times, but you got to buy that for $12, $15, you know?
High Times is on sale for $5.99 at Tumbleweed Sales Center.
5315
nice. East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come see us and buy a High Times.
All right. Well, $6. But, you know, for some of those people out there that didn't have $6,
that's expensive.
This was a nice. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
This was a nice magazine that they could get the information that they needed, national and local, national and world news, and
mm-hmm.
they could take them to their friends. It had stuff that was going on in their community. It had sales and marketing from local stores and dispensaries, and it just sucks that it didn't get to stick around as long as it should have.
Well, one of my favorite little bits of this magazine was called By the Numbers. So I just went online. I love this one. I went online, and actually, I'm going to post a link so you can help me do some reading here. I'm going to post a link to By the Numbers. I'm going to put it in our little blog here. And we're going to go through and just, wow. Someone just took a little baby hit and handed me a bong. This is a party foul right here. Handed me a bong with parts of smoke in it. They couldn't do it. Can I just finish it out? All right. So By the Numbers.
Pass it over here.
All right. Did you get the link? Does everyone have the link?
Where did you post it at?
Well, I'll put it on Facebook, but I also posted it on our chat. I put it on our little
chat. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There we are.
All right. So, you got it now? Are we on the same page? There. So this goes through
Belle.
Actually.
Belle, we're never on the same page.
Oh, we sure are. Woo!
Why did we have that?
All right. By the numbers in the Bay Area. Okay. So there it goes through, and it goes through different states. So we're going Bay Area first. The number of collectives in Oakland that are unionized. Not know there was a cannabis union. There's one. Oh, yeah. There was a union for prostitutes in the 70s, as there should have been. But, yeah, we should have a cannabis union. Well, apparently we do. All right, number two. The number of licensed collectives currently operating in Oakland, 8. Wow. That seems relatively small. But they did do a big crackdown and shut lots of things down. So, the number of signatures collected by a collective owner for a petition that will allow him to open a medical cannabis collective on Fisherman's Wharf, 5,000. He collected 5,000 signatures for a petition. The number of signatures that the Marijuana Legalization Initiative statute requires in order to be placed on the California ballot in 2016. 365,880. But you have to remember how big California is. How many people there? There's, what, 15 million people in California? We should ask Siri. How many people are in California? Let's see. The highest possible listed salary for California's new job posting for the chief of the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation, which will set standards on for California cannabis industry, $128,808. This is if you want to be chief of the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation.
Belle Star, are you ready?
Are
you ready for California's residents? Population?
Yeah. No, California. Yes, what do we got?
California is still the most populous state in the nation with 38.8 million residents.
Okay, I was half wrong. Holy cow.
You were more than half wrong. I mean, That was, that's a lot. I thought you were like, oh, it's like, yeah, that's about enough.
I thought that was too high.
38.8 million. But you
wow.
do know most of our residents here in the United States live towards the coastal parts of our country. So a lot of our country lives, you know, in these coastal places. So Oregon, Washington, California, Texas, Florida, and then all around there. It's very lower. The population gets a lot less dense as you go in towards the middle of the United States.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
And did you know that some of the states that have the less people actually get more of the vote, more of their vote counts? For whatever reason, I do not know. This is part of their, when they go to Iowa, there's only a few people in Iowa, but their vote counts more. It's the swing states. These votes count more than
Iowa.
Yeah. There's like 50 people there. And so, and they're a swing state, and they get to pull most, along with, the other swing states, they get to, so they pull a lot of that. So 38.8 million people still don't have the power of a state, say like Iowa, to pull some things together.
Wow. Well, hopefully it'll happen. Steve D'Angelo seems to think it's so funny. We have, you know, everyone has their opinion,
right.
And it's going to be interesting to see what California does. They were the first state to allow dispensaries, but that was in 1996. But it's very interesting that they haven't passed it yet for legalization. Everybody thought they'd be the first one to do so. Colorado pulled the rug right out from underneath them. All right, Colorado, the number of industrial buildings out of every 11 that are now being used to grow cannabis in Denver, one out of every 11 industrial buildings in Denver are growing cannabis. I like it.
What?
I like it. That's a lot.
What was
That's
that? What was that, Bill?
One out of every 11 industrial buildings in Denver are used for growing cannabis now. That's huge.
That's what.
In a year,
you know, when
that's huge. Holy cow.
We were there two years ago, and it was when the big boom was, you know, just barely starting up, and they were saying the revitalization of downtown Denver has been incredible now that these businesses are moving into these places where drugs, homelessness, parties were happening, and now they're cleaning up that whole neighborhood because there's businesses there. And what these dispensaries do, some of them even have tours where they can actually go and they do on the outskirts of the grow, and people get to learn how this is working and what it's doing for the community.
That's true. And it's doing so much. It's going to be exciting to see the changes, especially in these states that allow it already, as we make way in other states, to see what they really do with the money. You know, so far, Arizona, I don't think has done anything for us, except now they've even stopped handing out our nifty little expensive newsletters that were late every month anyway. We don't get those anymore. And or email, that's gone. So they've decided that, you know, we're not even worth informing anymore about their medical marijuana program. But I wonder, let me ask you this question in relation to prescription medications. When you go pick up prescription medications, I guess you can get it. There's all sorts of, like, magazines when you go to the doctor. You can get on a magazine list or get it on an email list or get on anything. But that was a pretty nice thing for Arizona to do, I thought, for newbies out there, for people that wanted a little information. And they were using some of the money, I'm sure, from the program to do that. But now they're just saving it for their own rainy day. Oh, my Lord. All right. Okay, the amount of money in millions of dollars from cannabis tax revenue that will be used to send Colorado high school graduates to local colleges. $1.75 million from cannabis tax revenue will be used to send Colorado high school graduates to local colleges. That's awesome. We're going to set up a fund for kids for school, some pot. Oh, that's great. The amount of square footage and millions that cannabis businesses in Denver occupy with industrial space, 3.7. See, and that's the thing. The industrial sections of town right now are just like, woo-hoo, they've been vacant and empty and like waiting for someone to come rent their dusty old building forever. And now that, you know, you've got all these grows here and big cannabis businesses come along, they're getting excited because they're renting, they're selling, and people are just accepting marijuana more. I love it. I'm not so scared to say what I do anymore because most people are like, oh, cool, great. Well, there was this one time at pot camp. All right. The number of dispensaries in Colorado. I'm making sure you're still with us, cannabis kid. You got the
yeah.
Right now. Oh, don't let come on, stay with us. Get off those Western meds.
Right. Woo! Woo! I know. I had to take them. I just couldn't.
I know.
I had to.
I know. Stick with us. I'm going to make you start reading the next one, so get ready. The number of dispensaries
Jesus.
In Colorado that acts as both a dispensary as well as a gas station. Oh, I love it. This is great. Two. There are two dispensaries in Colorado that are gas stations / dispensaries. When I worked in New York, my boss was from Canada, eh? And she couldn't believe that at a gas station you could also buy, like, underwear, food, eggs, soda. She was like, in Canada, we get gas at the gas station, eh? Like, all right. You guys are a little more Buddhist in our whacked-out country. All right. The number of patients at a North Aurora dispensary served on its first day of opening, 50. Whoa, all right, Aurora. Did they have a Borealis that day? I bet it was green. Ooh, ha-ha. Ba-da-psh. Don't we have that? Ba-da-psh. Anyway, in L.A., Los Angeles County, the number of medical cannabis collectives that would have been allowed to open in Huntington Beach if the city council had voted to lift the citywide ban, 4. What the heck? You can't open those. The number of months that it took to create the Amsterdam-based cannabis documentary, which has been chosen to be featured at the Los Angeles Cinefest, 12. All right, Amsterdam-based cannabis documentary. I like it. The number of jobs that cannabis edibles company G Farm Labs employs at its office in Anaheim, 50. They have an office of 50. Good job, G Farm. Woo-hoo. The number of Los Angeles collectives that participated in the Cannabis for Food Drive in November, 17. Okay. All right. That's not bad. Let's get those numbers up, guys. Come on. 17 on one street. Jeez, there's 17 next to Starbucks. All right, the amount of land and acres permitted for the operation of the cannabis business Clonanetics Laboratories located in the city of Desert Hot Springs, 3. So they get 3 acres for Clonanetics.
For growing.
They're cloning.
For cloning.
Clonanetics.
Interesting.
Lab. Can't say that. Clonanetics. All right, well, that's... They get 3 acres. That's pretty good. To clone? That's a lot of clones. All right.
Yeah, it is.
There it is.
You know, I was doing a little more research on that warehouse thing in Denver. And there's a really cool website. It's called Your Friendly Real Estate Broker. And it's got a big old pot leaf over the city of Denver. And they help you find your zoning codes for Denver and all that. And where you can have medical marijuana, city of Denver regulations, commercial licensing, just everything. Makes me think we should get that started here in Tucson. TM.
Yeah, TM. Don't you touch that.
TM.
Don't touch that. TM.
Don't you touch that.
That's right. TM.
I mean, because we're up for legalization, and that means CHAWs don't exist anymore, do they?
Well... I believe they do. But if you're wanting to grow, it means that, well, you have to wait till it passes all the way, and then it depends on which initiative passes. So we just got report yesterday that the Mindful Regulation Initiative is well on their way to meet target to get on the initiative next year. Woo! They're well on their way, guys, but we need a ton of signatures. I'm just going to bring a stack home and take it to the park every day and have people sign it. I'm just going to walk around with big pot leaves. Sign here. Just sign here. Just say leaf. Woo-hoo! We need to get a lot more signatures, folks, but we're on our way, so don't let us down. All right. Michigan, the number of signatures that the Cannabis Initiative Group, MI Legalize, needs in order for its proposal to legalize cannabis to be put on the 2016 ballot is 253,000. Woo! That's a lot. But that is Michigan. All right. And that's why in California, where there's just a mere 38 million people, they only need a little over 300,000 signatures. So that's not bad. That's really not that bad. They could probably get that in Humboldt alone. All right. The number of Bessemer City Council members that voted in favor of creating a business plan for a local medical cannabis facility? 3. And I wonder how many city council members there are. Does anyone know? The number of votes that pushed the city of Portage to pass a charter amendment that will remove criminal penalties associated with cannabis possession and use, 5,500. That's pretty awesome. Remove criminal penalties associated with cannabis possession.
Put me on the floor.
That's great. The percentage of voters.
Give me my water bottle.
Okay, hold on, everyone. Cannabis Kid is going to get his water bottle. Everyone, go get your water. I'm going to have a sip of chai.
Sorry. Sorry, didn't know everyone heard that.
Oh, yeah. The Siva Sisters having a 5-shot Starbucks latte. Oh, my Lord.
You
want a little cream with your coffee? All right. So, back
public
to
public service announcement. Just keep your mouth hydrated when you are on lots of medications, especially pain meds and cannabis, because it does help.
All
it helps with the medicine being circulated through your system. It's kind of your body's reminder to say, hey, I need some water to circulate me through.
And the pain's that bad you have to use the Westerns, huh?
Oh, my God, Belle.
No, I tore all my... I've done the ligament thing, and holy... I know what that feels like.
It's been really bad. Now, I don't take
more...
What I've been doing is I got prescribed a hydrocodone, a naproxen, and a Baxton, which is a muscle relaxer.
Whoa.
So it's all of these things that I'm on, and what I'm doing is I'm taking very few of them. I'm trying not to take as many as them throughout the day. And I'm really trying to stay up on using my cannabis anytime I can. Vaping, smoking.
You need some edibles, man.
I really do need some edibles, but I can't drive.
Hey, there's so a delivery service out there. Have them deliver.
I was just going to say I was going to try out the delivery service today.
I think we should come over to your house and try out the delivery service with you.
Oh, that would be fun. My house is a complete mess.
Oh, I have new cozy couches in our studio.
I know. Maybe you just come and get me, and we order it at your house.
All right. See, we got the Netherlands out for coffee as well. All right.
Oh, they are? Oh, good.
Yep. Yeah,
it's good waking up with them.
Netherlands.
Good morning, Netherlands.
Good morning. Well, good evening. He's actually going to get a cup of joe.
Oh, that's right.
He gets off work on a hump day. He can go home and rip up a nice bowl after his evening cappuccino and do it right.
Now, Netherlands has been with us for
a long time. Since we were in our very first building. Probably as long as we've had our show. Darn near. That's pretty awesome. Thank you, Netherlands. We love our listeners, especially ones like that, who've been with us almost every single show. All right. Michigan. We're back to Michigan. See, you know what the great thing is? I love this feeling now. I love that I can say it's not if anymore, it's when. Because there's no question now. Cannabis has taken over the country. Basically the planet. Cannabis is just, you know, people are starting to rethink drugs altogether, anything that is of altering substance. But everyone's just starting to give it a rethought. And especially for health reasons and judicial reasons. Like, let's get people out of, you know, we spend $50,000 a year. I don't even think any of us make that, probably collectively. $50,000 a year per inmate, just to hang out in jail and provide three meals, some bedding, TV, you know, some camaraderie. All right. Oh, my word. Oh, this is good. The current number of medical cannabis patients in Michigan? 170,629. All right. Not that we're happy they're in pain, but that's a lot of people that are coming out. That's way more people that have, that's double what people in Arizona have come out to get to the marijuana program. But don't worry. It's happening.
More people will. We're educating, and that's the most important part.
Yes, as is this right here, the percentage of votes that help remove criminal penalties from cannabis possession or use in Kego Harbor, 55% of the votes that helped remove criminal penalties from cannabis. I love it. Yeah. All right, Oregon. We get on to Oregon. Man, there are particular folk up there, over there, up there. No, yeah. Up and over. Up and over, folks. It's kind of like what a horse does on a chess set. One, two, over. There you go. You're in Oregon. The highest amount of money in dollars that cannabis growers will be required to pay annually in order to maintain a state license. Under the latest draft of temporary rules issued by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission is $5,750. And we've all just bought a plane ticket to Oregon. I can hear it on the other computer, type. And we're all going to buy an Oregon license. The estimated number of cannabis growth sites that are currently operating in Oregon, 600. Oh, I love it. Wow. That's amazing. That's just what they know about, too. The amount of money in millions of dollars that the Oregon Retailers of Cannabis Association reported was made during the first week of recreational cannabis sales. So in the first week that recreational cannabis was open to Oregon, $11 million. Woo-hoo. That's pretty good. $11 million a week, folks? I don't know. Nah, I don't want it. We shouldn't have that. That wouldn't benefit anybody. Nope, not at all. The number of people chosen by the Oregon Health Authority to serve on a committee that will create regulations for the cannabis industry? 15. 15 people. Magically are Cannabis Coalition. All right. All right, and the number of years that the Hemp and Cannabis Fair has taken place in Oregon. This is pretty awesome. Ready? Anyone? Anyone? Hemp in Oregon?
No.
4 years now. Woo woo! I wonder if Dougie Fresh has been there for 4 years. I bet he has. That's awesome. We love hemp. We need some hemp over here in Tucson, Arizona. All right. Cannabis Kid.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you with me? You know what else I love over here?
Yeah.
Are you ready for it? Are you ready?
I'm ready for it.
All right.
Puff, 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 puff,
my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friends, like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey.
Okay.
Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos, I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Listen, the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Listen, the war on weed, the people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed,
only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Oh, that was good timing. Someone has sunglasses on in the house now. Wow. Is it Jim Morrison? Is Jim here? All right, I like it.
Oh,
it's back to Weed Day Wednesday.
Is it Silver Sister? Is it Sativa's sister? She loves putting her sunglasses on.
I know. She wears her sunglasses at night. Yes, that's it. Oh. All right, we're back to Weed Day Wednesday. We're just chatting it up. Wow. So we have a tip out here. Using a French press is a great aid for making alcohol shatter. Do tell. While you're at work. oh,
go on.
And that's great. You know what? That brings up a good point. Our listener out there has a boss who's open-minded and doesn't mind what they do, just as long as they're not doing it at work, actually. But, you know, that's going to be a really nice day when, you know, we go over and you have your cocktail party with your boss or whatever, and someone whips out a joint and everyone smokes, or someone pulls out a glass of a bottle of wine and everyone has a drink or whatever, and it's all just normal. Right? I can't wait for that. Normalcy, whatever normal is. Just can't wait for everyone to be able to, you know, have a martini or some marijuana. It's some good stuff. All right. Readers. San Diego. Let's see. Oh, boy. Okay. The first fact, well, this is the last fact, but I just saw this. The amount of cannabis in tons that was discovered in an underground tunnel connecting Mexico to San Diego. 12 tons of cannabis was discovered in an underground tunnel connecting Mexico to San Diego.
But you know it can't be that good.
No, it's not going to be that good. it's going to be dry and gross.
Gross.
And by the time it gets to the dump, who knows who's pooped on it. And I'm saying,
what I want to know is the price of street weed going down because the price of medical marijuana is going down as well.
You know, and I hope that someday all stoners become snobby connoisseurs of cannabis.
Oh, me too.
And really demand,
I think it's
like,
a must.
I think the first time I ever got, I think I probably started out smoking the real good kind bud because my friends were, you know, had really good connections up in Chico, California, in the Triangle area. And so we started out smoking that. But when I first started, buying my own on the street, holy nastiness. We all joke back in the day. You know people that, you know, back in the day, and it's still true now, I'm sure. You get your bag of stuff, you do your two-finger check, and you make sure that, you know, you dump it out, and half of it's seeds and stems. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like what the government's sending.
It's government
That's
ooh,
a good one.
That's like kind of a government key.
That was a good one if I do say so myself. Oh, marijuana makes me laugh. All right, San Diego. The updated number of collectives that have been approved to operate in San Diego so far, 12. They get a dozen. That's a pretty good number. It's a pretty good choice. I'm not sure how spread out San Diego is, but that's probably a pretty good number of dispensaries so far. I'm sure people are going to, when they see things like, you know, Oregon made $11 million the first week their, you know, collectives were open. I think people are going to start changing their minds quickly and be like, hey, wait a minute. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. All right. The number of city-approved collectives that are officially open in San Diego. Oh, boy. Love oxycodone. Three city-approved collectives. Well, I wonder what the difference is. City-approved collectives versus what? When your hillbillies are running? All right. The number of signatures that the Marijuana Legalization Initiative statute requires in order to be placed on the California ballot in San Diego or in California, 365,880. Oh, we did that one already. My bad. How did we do that? Okay, we'll read it again. The highest possible listed salary for the new for the job posting for chief. Anyone remember that? I'm gonna apply. It's $128,808. Lori B. All right. And there you have there you have San Diego and L.A. Washington. All right. The amount in money, in dollars, that Whatcom County estimates it will receive from annual cannabis tax revenue, the amount of money in dollars, $160,438 that Whatcom County estimates it will receive from annual cannabis tax revenue. That's just Whatcom County, wherever that is. We should look that up. Let's get a map. Let's find out where the Whatcoms are. Okay, the amount of money in dollars that the city of Ellensburg, is that Ellen DeGeneres' town? Does she have her own town, Ellensburg? Aw, Ellenstown. The amount of money in dollars that the city of Ellensburg will receive from the state cannabis excise tax, $18,363. All right. The number of votes from the Spokane City Council's decision to allow patients with cannabis convictions to remove from their criminal record, 6. Wow. All right. The number of people that could potentially be affected by a new measure that will erase cannabis convictions from permanent records in Spokane, wow, 1,817. That's a big number of people because I bet a lot of that 1,817 people, I bet those are like petty offenses and, you know, they're busted with a gram or someone found a pipe in their car and away they went. That's pretty great. And the number of remaining medical cannabis access points located in Seattle after the city began to close non-I-502 storefronts, 64. There are 64 remaining medical cannabis access points located in Seattle. All right. That's pretty good. Not sure. I guess an access point is like a chaw. I guess this is the place to go. Are you with us, cannabis kid? Did we knock you out yet?
No. But my pain thing is kicking in, and I'm
really enjoying it.
Oh, my word. All right. On a national level, the newly published percentage of Americans who believe that cannabis use should be made legal. 58% of Americans now believe that cannabis use should be made legal. And that's the Gallup poll, you guys. That's huge. Can I just say that? Huge. That's a New York thing. Anyone from New York is still asking right now. But, well, Grand Island anyway, the Buffalo area. The number of patients who currently have medical cannabis cards in Illinois? 3,300. All right. Speak up and get your card. The number of signatures that one medical cannabis initiative in Idaho requires in order to appear on the next ballot is just 40,000. That's not bad. Cannabis Kid, why don't you find out how many people are in Idaho? So let's see. I'm gonna guess.
Idaho. How many are you going to guess, Phil?
A million. A million and a half. I'm going to give him a half. A million and a half. Let's do it. All right. The estimated number of people who attended the first Southwest Cannabis Conference in Phoenix, 2,000. We all were there. Woo-hoo! We made national news. And that, the Southwest Cannabis Conference, Rory, the executive director, is going to be coming up here. He's a busy boy. He's got that conference in half a dozen or more states over here on the West. And he's going to be on our show. That was quite a conference, was it not, Cannabis Kid? Wow, we came back with
lots of information.
Education.
It just was more in awe of how what am I trying to say here? The way how awesome it was, and just the way to see that the cannabis movement, how it's going and what people are doing and all the new things that are popping up and the ideas and the people that are getting involved, the doctors, the lawyers, the nurses, the radio show hosts. Oh, we were talking about how, you know, what is your position now here in the real world? You know, you can move right over into the marijuana industry very easily because of what you do and how you, I mean, really anything. You can really put any of these things together. I mean, I was just looking at real estate, you know, working in real estate. You could cater to the cannabis dispensaries. You know these people. You know the insides and outs. So now you start working with the landlords and the leasing officers that are working with some of these larger buildings and things like that. And you can just switch over anything. If you've got skills in marketing, your skills are needed now over here in, you know, the marijuana world. If your skills were in counseling, social work, your skills are now needed over here in the marijuana world. If you enjoy it as a medicine for you and you know how important it is for medicine for other people, be an advocate. There's lots of those other programs out there that are teaching people how to be advocates for this and getting the exact training that they need to be out there helping people, teach people, how to use this medicine. You know, everyone's all, oh, it's cannabis. You just smoke it. Well, it's 2015, going to be 2016, and it's not just you smoke it anymore. There are so many ways that you can ingest this plant for so many different reasons, and it helps out on every single level. So whatever you're taking it as, whether you're consuming it in a juice, whether you're consuming it in a concentrate, whether you're consuming it smoking, you know, in the regular flower part and the dried flower, and you're using it that way, edibles. There's so many ways that you can get relief from this plant, and some of them don't even have to be psychoactive.
That's true. That's true. In fact, we like our indicas a lot during the day, just for pain.
And I'm noticing that more, Belle. I'm noticing I like my indicas more during the day now, too.
Yeah.
You're right. We're right about it at 1.6 million people there.
Oh, really?
In Idaho. Yeah.
See?
1.6.
Not bad for a white girl.
I'm right. Rounding up by like 50,000.
Go ahead, ask me about another state. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've got them all right here.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, yeah, keep them up, though. We'll keep it up. All right, here we go. And the final, by the numbers, this is from Culture Magazine. You could go to iReadCulture.com. Really great people. Really great people. The last is a world fact. The percentage of Australians who believe that cannabis should be made legal for medical purposes? 91% of Australians believe in cannabis. Oh, that's not a bud. That's a bud. I love it. That's great. Yeah, two thumbs up for that. Buy the numbers. iReadCulture.com. Fantastical. Well, yeah, I don't like flavored papers or blunt wraps either, but, you know, we're just going into blog city here. I would like someone to make a gargantuan blunt wrap out of hemp, though, because that'd be cool. Not out of tobacco leaf, but just out of hemp. You know, like the little hemp papers, but just make a really nice one. They need a nice fatty blunt roller, though, too, because I'm not very good at it. So someone would have to roll that for me, or I'd have to have a machine. It's just how it is. I like the little joint rollers. They're fantastic. I could sell those all day long. Joints are good. Joints are good. Really like my joints. I like my bongs better, though. So we're going to give some examples of some blunt wraps. This is what's fun about the blog. You can get in and talk to people that are listening online, and they've got lots of fun things to share, too. Thank you for always tuning in, Netherlands, and sharing fun examples of cannabis substances out there. You know what I really would like to try that Cannabis Kid has mentioned before are apricots, dried apricots.
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess it's a spray they spray on. They don't, like, soak them, darn it. It's not like they're soaking them in syrup. Maybe they are. But I guess it's a spray.
I thought they were injecting them. It's a spray, huh?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they're injecting them. Not really sure how.
Yeah, I thought
them,
it was. That's what I thought.
Wow.
I thought they got a little injection of, you know.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
Injecting a little apricot. Ow! It would hurt them. Ooh.
And that company makes a lot of money on those. Because they are a little expensive.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. I've got to send this to my bestie. She hates
but
spiders.
They also have the dried apples.
Yeah.
They have the dried mangoes. the list goes on what you can now do with cannabis to get it in a form that you're happy with. If you don't eat candy, well, we got it for you in capsule.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the next thing down here, the next thing that's going to start happening here in the United States are suppositories. They're going to have to get with the program. A lot of people who are suffering from the irritable bowel, Crohn's, stomach cancers, colon cancer, anything where your stomach is involved, your innards, suppositories are a great way to help out with the inflammation and just the overall, just the health of the colon.
Mm.
So there's going to be a lot of new stuff that's coming out. You know, Tommy Chong was suffering from pancreatic cancer. And he started using the suppositories, correct?
Yeah. We've heard lots of tales of the suppositories working really well for people. They're working on patches, just like little, you know, fentanyl patches that people would put on or something. You can put on a cannabis patch now. which I think is fantastic. You can get it right into your system. How long does that take to take effect once you put a patch on? Is it like 40, 10, 20 minutes? Okay, so that's not bad. So 10, 20 minutes isn't bad, and you can smoke a joint or hit your bong while you're waiting for that to take effect.
We need to get now and later.
Exactly. Ooh, those would be yummy. Oh, my gosh. That would be really, I love now and later, except I always felt like they were going to pull my teeth out. Maybe that's why I had a lot of cavities as a kid. Oh, my word. Cavities.
Oh,
it is an antibacterial, antifungal. It should help provide cavities.
It is.
I should have smoked it as a child. Dang it. Mom.
You
sure should have. Sure should have. All right. Oh, no. Here we go. Here's, you know, Miley Cyrus. What can you say about Miley? Except if you have the new High Times magazine on page 26, there's a really great, ridiculous picture of Miley Cyrus in some sort of, it's a pink spandex outfit, and she's got blow-up letters that says, do it, and she's handing a joint, she's sharing a joint with one of the photographers at the VMA. So, Miley versus the truth. Here it is. The anti-tobacco group Truth Initiative took issues with Miley Cyrus's pop-centric performance at the 2015 MTV Video Music Awards. The 22-year-old queen of controversy sang her new pro-pop song, Do It, tripped out on pot brownies in a sketch with Snoop Dogg, and encouraged audience members to shout marijuana during a group selfie. Unfortunately, the Truth Initiative, whose anti-cigarette commercials aired during the broadcast, wasn't thrilled with Miley's marijuana references. According to a Truth rep, it is entirely understandable for viewers to be confused that after hearing so much about marijuana during the VMA broadcast, to see a powerful advertisement about the dangers of tobacco. Actually, that is confusing. Why would an anti-tobacco group have a problem with references to benign, non-carcinogenic cannabis? Marijuana causes none of the harmful side effects associated with cigarette smoking, and as pot use rates have increased among college students, tobacco use rates have plummeted. So the truth is, marijuana is an ally, not an enemy in the war on drugs and the war on cigarettes, actually. So Miley Cyrus, do it, in pink, puffy, bold letters. She's so funny. Oh, and she's got a pig strapped to the top of her head with, looks like a foxtail on the back. All right, Miley, way to be original. All right, yay for originality. Oh, Miley. I know. What do you think?
Oh, Miley.
Oh, Miley. You want to know
oh,
what?
Oh, Miley.
Let's check this out. You know who we love? We love Robert Platshorn, and we love our senior citizens. Here's a little blurb on how to get senior citizens to vote for marijuana reform. All right. This was just posted yesterday on the Weed Blog. I like the Weed Blog. Isn't that crazy? Statistically speaking, senior citizens are the most likely demographic to oppose marijuana reform. That's a big problem when you also consider the fact that senior citizens vote at a higher rate than anyone else. Whenever I look at polling for certain campaign efforts, I always look for the senior citizen polling first. I always sit and daydream about how easy it would be to end marijuana prohibition in state after state if the marijuana reform movement was able to get even a small percentage of those no senior votes to change to yes. It seems like so many campaigns, organizations, and reform efforts quickly disregard the senior citizen demographic as if it's just hopeless and no one should even try to change the senior's mind. A truly comprehensive campaign strategy or awareness strategy leading up to the launch of a campaign would have a plan in place to reach seniors, if only there was an easy way to do that. All right, here's the link. Insert Robert Platshorn and the Silver Tour. Robert Platshorn is probably the most dynamic public speaker I've ever seen from the marijuana movement and maybe anywhere else. I first heard him speak at the 2012 High Times Cannabis Cup in Los Angeles. Within seconds of grabbing the microphone on a panel dealing with reform efforts, the entire crowd, including and especially myself, was captivated and hanging on his every word. He has a way of putting some amazing humor together with cannabis reform educational facts that leave you always wanting more. I don't think it's a coincidence because Robert Platshorn was one of, if not the original pitchman. Feel free to fact check. Whether he was the first or not is irrelevant because he's definitely a stellar public speaker regardless. Jay Smoker and I have always wondered why every campaign and organization in America doesn't swoop him up and put him on a senior citizen center tour across America. Imagine how many minds would be changed. Robert Platshorn served almost 3 decades in prison for smuggling marijuana. When he got out of prison, the longest one served for marijuana-only offenses in U.S. history, Robert instantly went to work trying to reform marijuana law. He created the Silver Tour, which is an awareness organization that educates seniors about the benefits of marijuana reform. Seniors listen to Robert because he's a senior citizen himself, in addition to being an all-around amazing person. He's currently doing a radio ad campaign, which is extremely effective. Each 60-second marijuana ad reaches a significant amount of people. And since Robert has the hookups, spots can be as cheap as $5 per slot in a big media market. That's bang for the buck, honestly. If you work with a campaign or organization, you really, really need to get Robert on your team. He can change more minds as one person than a small army of any other. Trust me, if you doubt what I'm saying, just hang out with him for a brief period of time. You'll be go get him, Bobby Tuna. All right.
He's awesome. And we all had a chance.
We love our Bobby.
You know, we got to actually hang out with him a lot during – well, we've got to hang out with him quite a few times when he's come to town. We got to meet him at the Patients at a Time tour, which was a pretty incredible tour where a lot of these faces were just being kind of introduced to this industry, you know, or they had been the faces of this industry, and we were just being introduced to them. Mm-hmm. Robert Platshorn, Irvin Rosenfeld, who's our other little lady?
Heidi Hanford.
And then our other government medical patient. Our little lady.
What's that? Elby.
She has cataracts. Elby.
Yeah.
And all of these people were just first coming out of the woodworks, you know, and saying, you know, I've been on this medicine for... this is how long I've been in, and the government's been helping me out. And so there's all these people that, you know, have had these run-ins with, not the run-ins, I guess they've been working with the government, and people have to see that the government's known about this the whole time, and they just didn't want you to know about it.
So check
and these people are bringing it to the forefront.
They are, and check this ad out. This is an ad done for support of medical marijuana in Missouri. Now listen, it's going to run through the speaker. Check it out.
I'm guilty of trying to control my muscle spasms and manage my pain.
I'm guilty trying to get my appetite back after going through chemo.
I'm guilty of trying to subdue my daughter's epilepsy.
I am guilty of treating my pain.
I'm guilty of treating my migraine.
I am guilty of treating my Alzheimer's.
I'm guilty.
I am guilty.
Medical marijuana isn't criminal. It's time for Missouri to join 23 other states to reform medical marijuana laws. Donate now.
Isn't that awesome?
That's good. I like that.
Isn't that great? And I'm going to post a little link
to that. That's a strong message right there.
Yeah, and you should see the little video. It's everyone holding up their cards they get when they're going to jail and they get their numbers, and it's, you know, is a pastor and a sister and, you know, just regular people out in the world that are trying to use cannabis freely to end all their ailments and their challenges. Oh, no, and guess what? It's time to end the show. I can't even believe it. Oh,
wow.
December 2nd, I forgot to announce it to the bestie. She's going to have to get through this show to find out what day it was even aired. December 2nd, 2015. Wow, we're almost to the end of the year. Lots happening. Check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com for all your latest, greatest information on news information and what's happening all over the place. You can check out our mobile app as well. You can just click the picture on the first page, and you'll get all sorts of specials and deals and coupons and fun things. And thanks for always being here with us. We love Weed Day Wednesday. We love you guys. Next week, we're going to have the Capsule Company on. We apologize they weren't here this week. Emergency came up. We'll have them on next week. And then we've got some more groovy guests to end the year with. Holy cow. Oh, my gosh. And we should really have one of our world-famous New Year shows or just try and figure out how to air that one the best, because that really is a great show. All right, guys, remember, be smart.
Be safe. And educate.
Educate. Thanks for tuning in to Weedsday Wednesday. We'll see y'all next week.
Love
have
you guys.
Have an awesome day. Bye, Netherlands.
Bye, Bellstar. Bye,
Cannabis Pig.